Good afternoon. I'm presenting on changes in the properties of a tropical altisol in response to short-term fertilizer management and continuous mixed cropping in Nigeria. Some of my colleagues started a study, five-year study, to investigate the effect of different types of fertilizers on soil properties and on yield. And they have run this study for 5 years, and they observed that across all the treatments, they were having a decrease in yield, and also the soil properties seemed not to be improving. So we had to put a graduate student to look at the physical properties of the soil to see if this is one of the things that is responsible for what the observations on the field. And generally, in under traditional agriculture, farmers use bush fallowing as a means of replenishing soil. And because these soils are dominated by low activity clays, there's a need to maintain the organic carbon content of the soil to be able to achieve a measure of productivity on the soil. And this is because in the tropics, because of the high temperature, also with the high moisture content in the humid tropics, we have rapid mineralization of soil organic carbon. So there's this belief that the use of organic fertilizer or organomineral fertilizer is what you can use to maintain production on these soils. So in this study, we are looking at the changes in soil physical properties when the soils are subjected to continuous cultivation under maize. This is my university, and this is Nigeria. The study was conducted in the University Teaching and Research Farm, and the soil is altisol, which was developed from medium grain granite grains, and it is classified as the wood soil series, that is at the series level. A randomized complete block treatment was adopted on the field, and we had a combination of different organomineral fertilizer that was produced locally by a local manufacturer, NPK 1515, at this rate, urea, single spot phosphate. Then the combinations of each one of these with the organomineral fertilizer. And this study, as I said, mentioned earlier, had run for 50 years from 2009. And each year you have two croppings of maize. So cumulatively you had 10 cycles of cropping over the 5 years. And we sample for bulk density. We sample for the hydraulic conductivity using the GOEF parameter at two depths, 0 to 15 and 15 to 30 centimeter. And also we determine the penetrometer resistance with the use of a dynamic co-penetrometer. And also we did some other. We collected samples from 0 to 15 and 15 to 30 for analysis in the lab. So in the lab, we carried out the pH, organic matter, total nitrogen, Bray-1, phosphorus, then the soluble cations. Here we are the texture of the soil. And we can see that the soil, the treatment, is it making the soil to be more vulnerable to erosion? We did that by looking at the seed clay ratio, and really the changes are not appreciable, but we could see that the organic matter, the organic organomineral fertilizer improved the seed clay seed ratio, both at the top soil and also at the 15 to 30 centimeter depth. Also, the bulk density significantly reduced under the organomineral fertilizer at both depths, while there were no appreciable changes in the water stable aggregates at both depths. And then also the saturated hydraulic conductivity also was highest at the topsoil under the Organomera fertilizer, while the least value was obtained under the single superphosphate, while but at the subsurface, it was the combination of the Organomera fertilizer and urea that gave the highest saturated hydraulic conductivity, where the penetrator resistance was least also under the Organomera fertilizer. Then looking at the chemical properties of the soil, generally we could see the pH of the soil, which is typical of the soils. When the soils are opened up for cultivation, there's rapid decline in the pH. We could see the organomineral fertilizer in combination of superphosphate gave the highest pH, while the organic carbon significantly was also highest under the organomineral fertilizer and urea combination. The Bray-1P was highest, surprisingly, under the NPK, while the others, there were no appreciable differences. The same, there were no consistent values for the exchangeable cations at the surface and the subsurface soil. So, as I said, the study is still continuing because when we look at this, they are considering changing the rates of the fertilizer because we assume that the rate of organomineral fertilizer used was too low, at 1.7 tons per hectare to achieve for appreciable changes in the soil. And also, though we had some differences in the physical properties of the soil, in the bulk density and the conductivity, hydraulic conductivity, yeah, but all the properties were not appreciably different. So we are suggesting that higher rates of the organomineral fertilizer should be used in combination with a lower rate of the inorganic fertilizer. As I said, the study is still continuing. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Any questions from the audience?
Is there a lot more biomass being produced in the organic amended soil versus the control?
If more biomass was...
Because we've seen an effect on carbon.
Yes.
But is it linked to the addition of organic fertilizers or...
The question is whether the significant increase in the organic matter content of the soil was due to the organic mineral fertilizer or as a result of increased biomass. I would say both. That although we didn't present a yield, we had a higher yield, the highest yield under the organic mineral fertilizer, and also we had a higher biomass turnover. I believe that the combination of higher biomass and also organic carbon from the organic mineral fertilizer contributed to the increase in the organic matter content of the soil. Definitely a decrease in bulk density. And we can associate the decrease in bulk density to higher porosity and then the improved conductivity of the soil.
Maybe a follow-up question to that, did you see any change in soil structure due to the treatment?
We did not really go deep into the structural studies. what we did was just water stable aggregate, which did not reflect much changes.
No further questions, let's give it to the panel.
Thank you.